When the Great War broke out in 1914, the region around what is now Alice Springs was the new frontier. And men like William Alfred Turner were making their mark in the burgeoning cattle trade.
They believed that the future was in Central Australia because it was new, it was being opened up, and saw their opportunity of doing something here.
They knew Alice Springs was a growing area with people interested in opening up and taking up land, and I think that's what they had in mind, was to try and come up and get themselves some land.
But for Alf, as he was known, just getting to Alice Springs would be a massive challenge. He and his brother Jim rode bicycles from northwest New South Wales to the centre, a journey covering thousands of kilometres.
He said, we filled the old tyres up with dry Spinifex and wire them up with the wires to keep the tyres on the rims. And they managed all right. It worked out all right.
They actually followed the old telegraph line, which had just been constructed, to Alice Springs. Pretty tough life, pretty hard.
They took up jobs like sinking wells and looking for minerals, and mainly wandered around the country and found what they could, where they could, I think, as far as work was concerned.
By 1916, Alf was well on his way. He'd leased Alcoota Station, 200 kilometres northeast of Alice Springs, and was living on the property in a bough shelter.
They'd offered it to him, so that's why he was then starting, you know, probably to prepare it. Of course, there were no roads, no fences, nothing like that.
I guess the thing in those days was it made them even more resilient, and they had to learn, I guess, very quickly. It was a case of survival, so they had to learn about the conditions of the country, what to look for. And building upon that resilience to survive, learning very quickly, and making decisions that had long-term consequences, and making considered decisions. Because if you made the wrong decision, I guess in those days, things probably would have gone pear-shaped pretty quickly.
But it seems he couldn't resist the nation's call to arms.
In those days, if you were involved in the pastoral industry or farming industry, you weren't really allowed to go to the, selected to go to the war. But because there were four brothers and they were all involved in some form of engagement in the cattle industry, he volunteered to go.
They had him doing farrier work and things like that, looking after the horses, hooves and things. That's the sort of thing I suppose he knew and he liked, was working with the horses.
Alf served as a member of the 3rd Light Horse Regiment for 2 years. During the campaign in Palestine, he swam a vital line across the River Jordan, allowing a bridge to be built and a raid undertaken. An account by fellow light horseman Bill Heffernan says 6 volunteers were shot before Alf succeeded in getting across.
He did tell me that when he did swim the Jordan, he had to more or less do most of it under the water, because had the Turks seen him from the bridge or heard any noise, and they would have shot him. There was talk later on, I heard, that they thought he should have been awarded, you know, a bravery medal, but I think person in charge or something, you know, the captain or somebody wanted to get most of the accolades for it, but Dad wasn't one that would push himself in anyway and claim for it.
Alf returned to Alcoota Station after the war and would never again leave the Northern Territory. He helped establish other cattle stations in the area and was known throughout the region for his generosity and his humility. For Eric Turner, his grandfather's role in World War I is an important part of his legacy.
It's a warm, nice feeling to know that we had someone in the family that went off to the Great War, recognising the amount of men and women that didn't return from the war, that he actually came home and carried on what he set out on his long journey from Brewarrina to be for adventure and an opportunity to do something.
When Dad passed away, then they gave him a proper soldier's burial with the last post and the red poppies and everything. And he's buried here in the older cemetery. And And that's the first time, and I thought how sad it was, you know, when they played the first post. Every time I hear it now, I think of Dad.
I'll tell you, share a little story with you. Back in the early 2000s, I worked for the Australian government and I went out to Utopia and I was introduced, and I had these old men that knew my grandfather on Alcoota Station that came up and were telling me stories about Alf and how he always looked after people and he was really respected by people. And one old fellow, I can't remember his name, but he said he was a good man.